But good afternoon to you both. Let's turn you on, turn your microphones on. Good morning to
good
you
afternoon.
Both. Oh, good afternoon. I always say good morning.
Good
always
afternoon
get it.
To you.
Good afternoon. Right, let's start with, Paul, let's start with you. How did you become involved with eMove in the first place?
Well, I was looking for an exciting challenge and something that would be quite different. And online agency, estate agency, is becoming a really big thing now for the majority of us. And eMove, for me, was the clear winner. Everything I discovered about eMove in the early days was exciting and interesting, and it hasn't failed at all since then. I haven't been disappointed at all.
Okay.
So enjoying it thoroughly.
And what about your journey, Nicole?
My journey? I've always been really interested in property. So for me to do my role, which is head of finance, and involve in an industry that I'm really interested in was absolutely so exciting for me. And obviously being involved with Russell, the entrepreneur he is, it was just such an exciting opportunity to be on board with.
Okay, now estate agents have historically always had a bad reputation. Nobody likes estate agents. Why are eMove different?
Well, estate agents historically have had a very bad reputation.
Yeah, why do you think they got a bad reputation?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we'd like to think we were much misunderstood in the past, but actually I think things have just been very expensive, and people in the general public have always believed that they needed somebody like the estate agents to tell them, you know, show them the way forward.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we've now discovered, and people out there on the whole have discovered, that we're no different to anybody else. We can guide them and assist them, but actually it's the vendors themselves, the people out there, the general public, that are more than capable of selling their homes. They just need people like us to guide them and help them and tweak things along the way and make sure that everything goes along smoothly. And, you know, again, customer service for us is absolutely key for everything we do. And I think our customers appreciate that fully.
We're rated number 7 out of 25,000 estate agents.
That's pretty good, isn't it? That is very, very good.
It's really exciting for us.
You see, because the whole process, I mean, apart from childbirth, not that I know, it's probably the worst, most stressful things you can do. I mean, I've done it myself 3 times, and it is hell, isn't it? It can be hell, the whole thing.
It certainly is. I mean, we often hear about people talking about their divorce and everything else that goes hand in hand with moving, buying and selling homes. But, you know, we find that our customers are really, really happy with us. We do so well on a daily basis because we have an absolute obsession for customer service. It starts at the top, starts with Russell Quirk, who is totally and utterly obsessed with what we do and the customer service that we provide. And, you know, it pays dividends because our customers get the best possible service. They get a really high caliber, good quality teams that we have based here in Brentwood. They look after our customers on a daily basis, and they do absolutely everything and more to make sure that the customers go away happy. And again, rock bottom prices, because what we deliver at an absolutely exceptional price. We can do everything that the high street agents does, but we do more. We do much more on customer service. We do much more on a personal level for our customers, and I think they appreciate that.
Okay, so why didn't the estate agents on the street pick up this idea 5 years ago? Why didn't they get involved? Why have they allowed Russell to come up with his idea and do this?
Ah, well, Russell would have done that anyway. Russell is, as I say, as Nicole says earlier, quite the entrepreneur, and he's very forward-thinking and creative. But I think the high street agents just became complacent. High street agents have, you know, been able to mop up over the years, and they just assumed that the general public will follow suit and continue to give them their patronage. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is at the moment. People are far more informed now. There's the internet. There's so many areas now where people can retrieve information and find out what needs to be done, and that's what they do. So we are just there to help and guide and inform them a little bit more and do whatever we can to make the process so much more smooth for them.
I've spoken to street estate agents, and I've said, are you worried about online estate agents? They say, no. That is, it's a passing phase. It's not going to work. We offer far more than they do. We give that personal touch. We, you know, we take people around houses, and they've actually got physical brochures to look at properties and etc. And they're dismissing you at the moment. But obviously, the figures are going the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easy to dismiss people like eMove, but I think the figures at the moment are very telling, and the high street agents they are on the run. There's no doubt about it. They're absolutely on the run at the moment because they see what we do. The customers are very, very pleased with what they get from eMove. And the only difference is, you know, we talk about the viewings and the accompaniment of a viewing. And actually, we at eMove believe, as our customers now understand, that the best person to do that viewing is actually the person who owns the home. They know everything about that home. They know every room. They know the boiler. They know the catchment areas for schools. They know everything they need to know about that particular area. And they can then allow the person visiting their home to get all that information firsthand. And frankly, okay. If it were me, I would rather speak to the person who owns the home than a representative.
Okay, how is the market at the moment, though, financially wise? I mean, we've seen a little slowdown in the market recently. House prices actually haven't gone through the roof this month, have they?
No, it hasn't, but it's still buoyant. We're still on target this year to list 3,500 properties. So eMove is doing very well, and we're going to continue to grow. And going forward, next year, our projections are 5,000 listings, so we only see the market going one way.
There is. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and I'll talk about what could happen if it goes wrong. Just a moment.
Life begins at the beaches. Call in and see how life could change for you. Regular seminars for care fee planning, social get-togethers and lunch clubs. Visit us to see how your life could change for the better. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood. Visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk for more information.
Affinity Legal Group is one of the leading will writers in the United Kingdom, with over 100 years of collective experience. We specialise in will drafting, trusts, estate planning and probate, with our network of specialist advisors giving you the best service available. Even if you already have a will, changes in your circumstances or the law could mean that you need to have it checked and updated. Contact us on 01245 850000 or visit our website www.affinity-wills.co.uk to find out more.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Quarter past one, Mike on 123, talking to Nicole and Paula from eMove, who are very, very rapidly building their business. Today's a big launch day for them as well, and we'll come on to that a little bit later. Let's just talk about the markets again, though, Nicole, especially because there are highs and lows. I know from bitter experience where I bought a house at the very top of the market. I'm going back 20 years now. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, it was worth nothing. And estate agents were closing, and estate agents were laying off people. That could happen again, couldn't it? It could happen again, because we are, if you're really honest, house prices are still far too high, really.
Of course it could happen again, but we don't see that in the near future. The market's still buoyant, as we mentioned before, and obviously we're still on target to list a lot of homes this year. I think in line with other estate agents as well, the markets only seem to be going one way.
And why is that? Is that because more and more people coming into the country and they need homes, etc.? Are we not building enough? Still,
I think there's still a shortage of new homes. I think the government announced recently that there's some big plans to build new homes in order to fill those spaces.
What sort of properties are you selling most of it? Is it mainly just houses, or is the flat market really at a high at the moment?
A multitude of everything. Anything from a one-bedroom terrace, a flat, up to multi-million pound houses. We covered the whole range.
Okay. Another criticism, well, not perhaps a criticism, but people might say is, well, yeah, you're a bit faceless. We don't come to a branch and meet you because you're just at the end of a telephone. Is that a fair criticism, or how do you get around that?
Yes, of course, we are on the end of the telephone, but I will say that we put in exceptionally good hours. We are available to our customers, you know, pretty much every day of the week, right the way through the year. We have people in our office till quite late in the evening, where they're all weekends, we're there on bank holidays, so they can talk to us at any time that they choose. We are always at the other end of an email, so, you know, they can always contact us for extensive information, and they'll get a comprehensive response from us very quickly. Our turnaround time for checking in and answering our queries is a very, very prompt service. So we do make sure that happens regularly. And as I said, we ask our customers, we make them welcome at all times, and they can call us at any time at all to have a very long, extensive chat if necessary. So we don't find that that's actually a problem for us. And again, because we are an online service, our customers expect to work with us in an online fashion. And, you know, if there's anything further that they need, we will be more than happy to accommodate. That's what we're here to do. Again, as I said, we are high street agents. No, we're not high street agents, but we are similar. We work in a similar fashion, but we do deliver that extra exceptional customer service. So we're always available. They can tap in at any time.
Okay, because one of the most important things of the house sale is the day of the move, isn't it? And that's when it can go wrong. I mean, again, speaking from personal experience, you know, I was told the night before that my buyer, no, the person I was buying from had lost his mortgage because he was bankrupt 20 years ago, etc. The Scottish have got a much better system, haven't they, once it's in play? Is that law still around? I'm not even sure.
Well, you know, the deal in Scotland is somewhat different. And,
yeah.
You know, and we work with Scottish customers as extensively as we do with the UK. But as I said, you know, we are there all the time. So our customers, if they have a problem, such as you've had in the past,
yeah.
I'm sorry to say, that obviously wasn't with eMove. You should have chosen us initially.
You didn't exist then.
But as I said, our customers can call us at any time. So we are there at the weekends. We are there in the evenings. So if somebody has a dilemma, it's not something we can't deal with. Nothing is insurmountable, and we will liaise very effectively with solicitors, etc., to ensure that things that keep all the plates up in the air at all times, and that things are moving, and nobody gets left by the wayside. We do understand, you know. I think that's really the crux of it for eMove. We've all been in that position. We've all bought and sold houses ourselves, and we've all had a bad experience somewhere along the line. It's, you know, I think
the whole thing is just too complicated. And normally it's the solicitor. Everybody blames the solicitors, don't they, at the end of that? They always say, I'm paying them all this money, they've done nothing, sat there for 4 weeks, and in the last 20 minutes they've actually done some work on it. How many times a day do you hear that?
It happens. But, you know, as I said, there are good solicitors and there are not so good solicitors. And our job is to ensure that we keep the solicitors going and make sure that they're talking to people, that they're in touch with our customers all the time. So we're pretty much the middleman on that level, and we ensure that the customer always gets a response. So, again, for us, it's all about communication. It's all about customer service. I cannot stress enough how passionate we all feel about the customer service element of what we do. We have amazing teams back here in the Brentwood office, and they do absolutely everything and more, I might add, to ensure that the customers are happy. We get fantastic reviews. I mean, if anybody's interested, they are more than welcome to go on an independent review site, which is All Agents.
Yep.
And All Agents, again, nothing. We have no control over the All Agents site. It's an independent site, and the reviews we get are phenomenal. And I am so proud of the teams that I work with. They do a fantastic job, and the customers.
I have to say, I've interviewed Russell Quirk for a number of years, over a long period of time, on all subjects, mainly politics, and I've spoken to him about this business, and you're more passionate than he is.
Well, I have a vested interest. You know, I have, as I said, I have a number of varied teams, and they are the most amazing individuals, all of them, and collectively, they are fantastic. So, you know, I oversee the process, and it's in my interest to make sure that they're happy, and that in turn, and they're able to deliver the right service to the customer. You know, I don't want to come in on a Monday morning with an unhappy crew, and I do not want unhappy customers, so we go out of our way to ensure that everybody gets what they need out of this whole process.
You're painting a picture of your staff as well, almost. It's like a Google or it's eBay, where everybody has a good time, and it's work hard, play hard mentality.
Absolutely.
And staff rewards, etc.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we have an amazing company culture, and that is actually getting better and better by the day. We have a number of incentives for our staff to reward them adequately for the type of work they do and the level of work that they produce. So, you know, it's very, very important that we look after our staff to ensure that they look after our customers. So, you know, as I said, it isn't just about me. It's not just about my passion. I think it's the passion of all our teams. And it's very apparent when you step into our office, when you talk to our guys on the phone. It's all good. It's all good, and can only improve as we go on. We're still, you know, 5 years. We've just recently had a five-year birthday celebration for our successes. But, you know, we have a long way to go, and we still have more to learn, as everybody does. And I am absolutely confident that we are going to be top of the tree very, very soon. And
wow.
With Russell
okay.
Quirk at the helm, I'm sure it's going to happen.
And today is a very big day. Nicola, tell us exactly what today is about.
So today, eMove will be launching from 5 p.m. this evening on Crowdcube. It's an opportunity for the public to go on and invest in crowdfunding into eMove. So we're looking to raise £1 million. Of that, we've already got 800,000 committed from existing investors, which is massively exciting for us, and obviously good faith from them. We've also got 100,000 committed from friends and family of the eMove team, so
right,
again,
okay,
it shows massive faith and promise.
Mm.
So if you want to be involved in the CrowdCube campaign, head on over to crowdcube.com/eMove, and from 5 o'clock today you'll be able to invest anything from £10 upwards, so there's no limit. We'll be excited to have you on board.
So what does that mean then, somebody who invests it's not a share, is it? Or is it a share?
It is a share,
but you're not launched on stock market yet.
No. So we're raising £1 million, and that will be for a 5% share collectively.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to either go through a trade sale or list on stock exchange within the next couple of years. So that's when, obviously, the return would be.
Sounds really good to me.
It does, really good. Yeah.
Okay, I love your enthusiasm about the company. It's a new e-business, which a lot of e-business don't succeed, they go under, but it looks like yours is going to be successful. Well, is it a success already?
Absolutely. I think if we have anything to do with it at all, this will absolutely be a success, because we are determined to make it that way. So.
Okay, well, ladies, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us about it. So it's CrowdCube today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so crowdcube.com/eMove is the link that you need to follow.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. I'll ask you both off air in a moment, because I keep asking my guests for a record they might play. Okay, so I'll do that in just a second. Thank you for coming in, and I hope everything goes very well tonight at 5 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.